All right, Epiphany, we're good. Let me just check on my sound. Are we loud and clear and good?
Perfect. Yeah, it's very clear.
Okay, yeah, it's especially clear today. Good. All right, well, let's just take three deep breaths just to ground in, and we'll dive in. And so I like to think of these as natural, but maybe a bit more deliberate than usual, a little bit deeper than usual. To land us in our bodies, land us in the now. And just begin to sharpen and focus our attention and our intention on this time for you. All right, so whenever you feel ready, come on back. I would love to hear a little update, and then let's see what we focus on, if it's more in the realm of caring for you or repatterning or what we do. So take it away.
Okay. Yeah. Let's see. I just got back from Florida, and that was a really nice trip, getting away from the, you know, just the whole fires and the breathing and all that. That was a great trip. I didn't sleep much out there. But yet it was really fulfilling. It was with a bunch of, I'm in a mastermind. I've never paid for a mastermind. I might have mentioned or may not have. So I'm doing, there's about 40, mostly women, and just with business and videos, and it's been really great. And, it was just really nice to kind of see where I've been in the last 10 months and how much I've accomplished and how much more I am going to. So that will feel good. And just, you know, being with sisters, it was really cool. What else? And then I came back, and then Lorenza, I was in the urgent care yesterday morning again. Mm-hmm. She's been having another breathing episode. So I think it was just the bad quality of air. And then my parents took them to a pumpkin patch with a lot of hay. So she came back and she wasn't looking like herself. And then so she full went on into bronchitis.
Yeah.
So I've been getting about 3 to 4 hours of sleep for the last couple nights. Doing the mama thing. And then I have my assistant over here. And so I'm like, oh my God. And I actually spaced out the call, totally prepared for it, but just my lack of sleep. She's like, don't you have a call in 5 minutes? And I'm like, oh my God. Okay. I'll see you in an hour and a half. 1 hour and a half, 35, one hour and 35 minutes. I think that's what I said to her. And I read and then I told Lorenza. So it was just kind of crazy. Oh, so it's been like that, on the personal side. I've been doing really great. I still haven't gotten into my yoga practice, but I started juicing and eating really healthy. So I feel on the up and up, and I purchased a juicer for myself. I've been wanting a masticating juicer for 10, mm-hmm. 15 years, and I finally gifted myself one. So, cause I've been, you know, working really hard, and I thought, you know, I really need to celebrate a lot more. It's one thing that I haven't done in the past. So I decided to celebrate. And so I bought that a couple nights ago, especially knowing that I was going to take care of a sick child for days.
Yeah.
So I felt good about that, even though I'm like, oh my God, money, but I'm like, I'll figure it out. So I've been doing really well in that level. Yoga feels like it's coming next week. It was going to be this week, but the whole thing with Lorenza, it's not going to be this the end of this week. So it'll be next week. Anything else? My birthday passed. I mean, do we talk? We talked before or after my birthday. I'm trying to remember the last time we spoke. I feel like it's been weeks, but it might be just two.
It was just two, believe it or not. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it feels so much longer. I don't know if I talked to you before. So basically, we were holed up for my birthday. I talk to you about me?
No.
Did I talk to you on my birthday? Okay. So we ended up, because it was red, we didn't do anything. So we were going to go just hang out with the kids or go out to have a picnic. And because of the fires, so we basically were inside the house, me with a splitting headache, because I think my concussion was making my reaction to the fires a lot worse.
Yeah.
So I was really, so it was probably one of the worst birthdays I've ever had. It was really bad. Yeah. Last year was one of the best ones I've ever had, my 40th. So my 41st was interesting. And we still never had a chance to celebrate it really properly. But we were just basically with, you know, towels underneath the doors and, you know, it's just, we didn't have a HEPA filter at that day either. So then we fled to my brother's house, spent a lot of time with family. That was really lovely to spend some time with my mom and dad. And Austin came as well. And he's been, I have to say, the work he's doing is really, really good. So all the work that he's done with you, and then all the parts work that he's been doing with, you know, from the childhood stuff and dealing with those particular parts, he's been consistently showing up and showing remorse and like I've never seen him before. Wow. So I knew he had the capacity, but it's just really nice to be like, wow, and it's actually lasting. And then him getting consistent help has been really helpful. And I can feel my space getting calm. There have been quite a few hiccups, and it's usually with those parts that he's not really done with. Or if he's been, you know, like he fell off the bandwagon, like we got in a huge fight when he picked me up from the airport. I was really little sleep, but I was saying something. It was just really interesting how I got started. But, so this is kind of like the epitome of our dynamic right now. So it's really good that I can just share this with you that, you know, he gets in a shame button, like that shame button gets really pushed.
Yeah.
And I mean, his is really big and it's like so easy to step on it. And, but particular because though, he actually, took coca, he ended up having a beer. He drank like the day I left, he had a beer with, he was with the girls, which we don't really drink. And he had a beer and then he decided to, he took huge 3 scoops of coca. So he found my coca and he did. And he actually had to ask, and he said he did even muscle testing to ask if he should ask Sierra to hide it, cause he really didn't feel like he was in control. And he said it was okay. So he asked Sierra to hide it. So Sierra went downstairs in the basement and hid it. So I had to have a conversation with her to clear that up and be like, you know, it's not your responsibility, but thank you so much for helping. So he didn't tell me when he did this. He didn't tell me until after the huge fight. And then till, I think it was the next day, he picked me up from the airport. It was Sunday. So we got this fight on Saturday. So he was like, I was wondering like what was going on. And usually this is what's happened all these years, but he came to me and he actually sees and understands how we get in fights is because he's triggered and I'm not on the same page. Cause if I would have known he did that, then I would have been a little bit more, I would not have gone just straight to really being upset with him and, you know, yelling at him for being, you know, doing a character attack or, you know, whatever, you know, I would have been like, excuse me, did you just do that? You know, I would have said it differently. So I'm not able to be in present time. So he understands that. So that's huge. So the cleanup was pretty cool. And like, it's just funny. I think he's getting to know me. He just, my reaction to things, like, right. He told me what happened. And I was like, oh, you know, I'm just present. I'm empathetic. It's disappointed, but it's not like there's anything bad with him. So just the capacity for holding space and supporting him as a human being, and a friend. And he's just like, thank you for being so, you know, he was just really appreciative. I was like, of course. Like, I was like, well, I haven't been any different really, pretty much, you know? And so he's just able to see me now, which is really nice. So, he's backpedaled on an email, you know, because I mean, he's talked to quite a few of my clients. I'm still waiting. I know I've got it. You know, there's just we talked about this actually. Now I'm remembering our last time, our conversation about just like, I want to run. Okay. I'm like done. I want to go hibernate for the winter and be in the learning mode. So I'm still there. And, but I'm just getting all these invites to baby showers or this or that, a commitment ceremony, like all these things. And I'm like, I'm really not wanting to be, it's just like, I feel like I'm still holding it, what's happening with us, because he hasn't spoken out. And he actually was supposed to be there for, you know, we have a few other friends. But the recent one was, Melanie, so Bertram. So Bertram had a papa ceremony or something. And I just really felt uncomfortable, you know, him going, you know, and it's just like, because what is going on, you know, and he hasn't really integrated and he's in the process of writing a letter still, which is, it's funny. It's like, I don't even want him to, but I know he has to, because it's like, oh God, the story again, you know, but it's really helpful because I have like Javier, one of the shamans I work with, he's coming and he invited me to go to something. And so like, and then all my clients who now he's referred 3 other people recently. And I'm going to see this client soon. So there's like a lot of floating things around my head obliviously. Like I feel like they're just like chaotically is more of the word around. And it's triggering and I can feel it kind of in my gut. Like it's like, oh, there's all this stuff. And at the same time, when I, when they're not there, I feel like I'm sweeping it underneath the rug, even though I'm just shelving it, so to speak. And I'm feeling, it feels good. I mean, I'm enjoying the family time. I'm actually enjoying being around Austin. Like, it's nice. So, and it's just a bunch of mixed feelings still, you know. I mean, it feels like it's on the road, and I've just spiritually, it makes sense, and it's just kind of crazy probably to anybody else on the outside. But it feels nice for him to start to really integrate this stuff. And he's been really supportive for the most part. And it feels nice. It's like, it's not lopsided of me just, it's not like having three children anymore. Like, he's actually helping with the kids the way that I need. I feel like I can actually rely upon him. I feel like I've been a single mother for pretty much 9 years. So it's different, and it's refreshing. And I still have a lot of reset to go in my body. So, that's kind of the catch up. Anything else? I'm a little loopy today from the lack of sleep.
I bet.
My goodness. The one thing too, yeah, because this is one of the main reasons I also, like, I called you and I was like, I want to work with you. I just have a lot of, I would love to get a scope. Maybe, I don't know if we want to do it in this session or not. I mean, I'm totally open, but it would be really great to do a scope of work of, like, really present time after all this other stuff that we didn't expect. to look at the work, because I noticed when I was on stage, I did that same thing that happened at your book celebration. When I have colleagues, so to speak, or peers, I choke up and I freak out. Like, there's something, like, it's interesting, because when if it's nobody I know, and it can be from, you know, three people, one person to, you know, even 100 or so, like, I'm fine. It's something to do with peers and colleagues, because it happened there, and it was really funny. I was shaking. I was like, oh my God, like, I have a stage fright. I was like, it was really interesting. And of course there's, like, you know, people do, and, you know, here and there, and I've gotten next, but usually I've transmuted it to excitement, whether it's a dance performance or just like a speaking thing. Or it's funny, like teaching yoga or teaching NLP. No, but I taught NLP to a group. And I don't know if we ever talked about this, and I invited, it was doing the lab profile, what's her name? Shelley Rose Charvet. Mm-hmm. She's the one who, have you heard of her? She's the one who did the, so she's the brilliant mind behind the lab profile, the language and behavior profile. So she's the one who took the NLP meta programs, and she basically does like a 4-day course on it. And she teaches people. So, like, she did Southwest lab profile. So she basically got them to be where they're at. She did peer one, where peer one, like, basically was plummeting and ready to go bankrupt. And she figured out the language patterns using meta programs. And she found out, because the person who was doing the advertising in the newspaper switched the language patterns. So they switched back, and then they actually went through the roof again, and they were doing fine. They stayed in business. So she's a brilliant, brilliant woman. And so she's one of my teachers, indirectly. I've never met her, but we've, you know, been in communication. But one of her students, a master trainer, I got really into that profile because I was starting to work with real estate, and I was working more of, like, the Universal Studios and doing all this stuff. And I was just like, I don't want to deal with this anymore. I was like, I brought it to relationships. So right. It's fascinating. But in that time when I was doing certifications for it, it was really rusty, and it was during the time with Austin, and I don't even think I was pregnant with Lorenza yet, or I was pregnant. I can't remember, but it was a time where I used colleagues and just had friends, because I think it's like a $4,000 or $6,000 program for a 4-day training and 14 questions. It's amazing, the meta programs. And so we did that, and I invited friends instead, and then also just colleagues and all the stuff. And I ended up inviting Philippe. And so this is where I'm thinking there might be a trauma here that I've been wanting to do. I invited him, and I think I even gave it to him for free, because he was more like community tribe, and he ended up attacking me in front of everybody. We have it on videotape. Like, there's like 40 people in the room, because he got triggered. I was his father, which he had a lot of issues with his father from back in the day. It was really interesting. And then, yeah, he was like, it was reminding me like being a witch and like being totally like prosecuted. It was really interesting. I had a flu that day as well. So I had 102 fever. So I had something happened in the morning. I had the flu, and then I triggered him somehow. It was really interesting. And I've already been in trigger for him before because I wouldn't have sex with him or wasn't interested in him as a lover. He pursued me many, many years prior. But I didn't know that the two crossed until later. Han, like after it got cleaned up later, he admitted both of them. But he ended up like, who are these people? Like he was just talking about saying like, what master trainers, what does it mean to be a master trainer? And like, he was basically annihilating me and interesting words, but that's what it felt like him. And there was three of us teaching the course. And it was like, instead of being grateful, he was just so stuck in his shadow. But that experience in front of peers, something happened with that, because I think ever since then, I've been really anything in front of peers or tribe, or I'm fine if it's my business world, if no one knows me. And I was fine in this mastermind until they all become friends. And then now I'm just noticing that. So I wanted to bring that up because it's been up. It's on my list. I don't know if I ever brought it up to you before. So, yeah. So that's huge. So there's a major trauma there. like being picked on and ostracized and just kind of like, putting myself out there and then being like, oh, so that's there. So there's something that happened, even though these people were so, it's so funny. It took me a while. I was able to help myself and self-soothe on stage. I was only on stage for like 30 minutes, and it was like helping me with my course, which was already great because I actually named my modules and I figured out how to make them sexy. And I was like, oh my God, finally, like it's all new to me. I'm like so new at this. I'm like, oh my God, I have no clue what I'm doing with this stuff. But I was really emotional about that, and in a good way. But then I got up stage and then I got really like, I felt that attack, like I felt like attack energy. It was really interesting. So that's up with, yeah. And the reason why I was saying this, I'm sorry, I'm getting a little reverb. It's happening every five sentences. Hold on a second.
Let's see. Is that, sure. You mute myself. Let's see here. Is it happening now? You talk.
No, it's not happening now. I'm also, my phone has been acting up too. I'm going to make it upright just in case.
Okay.
There we go. Yeah, it could be me. I mean, my phone just shuts off in the middle. Like still, I have to go fix this thing. There's something wrong. I have like a full battery and then it just shuts off and I can't turn it on for like 20 clicks and then it opens. I know it's very bizarre. I'm supposed to get a new one apparently. So.
Right.
Okay. So there is a link here. So I'm noticing that because of also, so I guess this is where my mind is going, just the trigger is also just community, tribe, like the tribe that, that you and I know each other through, like, this is a big tribe of San Francisco-ish, but there's like the main one, like San Pedro House, Fairfax House, that one. I'm starting to feel triggered in lots of areas. I can tell inside. I can feel it in my gut, my heart. And then just because of what's been happening, and I was totally fine. I made myself go to that party, the steep compression. I was so happy to. And then I went to that Tamara talk. But just it's like happening a lot in my mind, and I can feel it happening in just in general with social situations and peers. So there's something going on. And I think it has to do with the deep level of humiliation that, because I feel like I'm holding this alone because no one's really said anything except for me. And then there's a pattern here. There's a blind spot too. So I'm just feeling it here. I'm present to it. And it just makes me want to hide, which was the past, which I don't want to, but I also want to stay close to home. So I have a concern and like a little red flag that I don't want to get into an old pattern of hiding, which I did for God, my God, what was that? 6 years. It was rough. And I'm not, because I mean, we're doing okay, but I just feel like I know that there's like a reality out there. That's not what my reality is going on here. And Austin said he's going to be done with the letter by Wednesday, tomorrow, at least a first draft and stuff. And I'm just don't even know how to handle that, but I just know that that's coming up, all this. And then just in general, I just feel this low, like it's a low grade, like confidence issue, and it's been happening for a while. since I've been with him, actually, I didn't feel this until I met him. And it, and I even feel it with business. It's like, it's there. I've band-aided it a lot, but, I mean, it's old stuff that I reflected on the other day. I was like thinking about, okay, what do I want to work on? I'm like, is this old shame, like about just like messing up, you know, like mistakes? And I'm like, oh, maybe this is from the drug days. You know, I never really did rape patterning for that. You know, I'm just, there's just something to do with confidence, and it's so deep. And I'm like, oh my God, you know, I don't know really quite what, like this, like what to do, except just do my thing. And I'm just aware. I'm like, wow, I'm really still deeply hurt by, and the impact of being with Austin before, how he's been all these years. And it makes me sad. Like I can feel it. I have a lump in my throat right now, and it is what it is. And I'm just trying to do the best I can, but I'm just sad it's there. And I'm just trying to move forward, trying to figure out like how to, like, I'm so happy. I love myself. I'm so proud. I'm so proud of my, I feel blessed for my life and just like for everything about it. Yeah. I just, there's this deep, deep pain and hurt. And yeah, I'm just not quite where to go from that one.
Yeah.
And I just, I don't know, like I'm trying to link it back to like, I'm like, okay, that could be like drug days, you know, like doing too much cocaine, you know, like trying to like, you know, from how long ago, but it's like the 9 years with him. So I just wanted a presence on that. That's what's been occurring for me.
That's great. That's great.
Okay. There we go.
Wonderful. 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 Well, know that I'm holding it all. I really appreciate hearing that. And, I think this is great. I think it's really great. I don't think it's an accident. This is coming up. I think it's beautiful. So let's just see. Let's check out the thing with Philippe. Let's check out the drug days. Let's just see.
Sure. Oh, the last sentence I wanted to say, thanks. I just want to complete. What was it? Oh, it's fascinating because I can feel the incongruency inside me, and I'm going to be launching this thing and it's really big. It's like, and I'm concerned because of all that's happened. Like everybody's like, oh yeah, do this sale. And I do this flash sale for the first part of this course. And I'm like, and I could, and we really need money right now. But I also want to have it set up for my big 6-month group course and not just do my 5-week course. I want it all lined up. And I also want to push it back because I feel incongruent. You know, because it's going to be a lot of energy on me, and I'm already sensitive to it, you know, a little bit sensitive because it's just energy. And I want to have my practices into, you know, place and everything. So I'm like, oh, I can push this to like launching Facebook ads in February instead. You know, like I don't want to do any, like, so I can tell I want to buy some time, and I'm also like trying to figure out what do I do? Cause, and in the meantime, I'm still getting clients. You know, I'm only working with now at this point, like four, like, you know, full time, like big programs, which is great. And then all my little ones that, you know, I finally stopped working by the hour. So that's new from the last few months. But I'm just trying to figure out. So that's where the other part's like, I'm a little discerned. I'm feeling discerning about the whole thing. I'm like, oh shit, this is a lot of energy. This is a big thing. I'm like, I'm totally fine about the infidelity part, which is funny. I'm like, I'm totally fine. Austin saw the videos and he was so sweet about it. He's like, oh my God, you're going to help so many people. I'm like, I know, I'm so excited, you know? And, they're great. Joe did a fantastic job. We're almost done with the editing. I mean, I'm really, really proud of these. They're great. I can't wait to show you. Aww. And, but I'm like, yeah. So anyway, that's the last piece. I'm just like, oh, they're a bit incongruent. I just feel this healing here. And I'm like, oh, do I just write a book this instead of writing these courses? I'm like, no, it's writing the courses that feels right. But I'm really feeling to push everything back and just do it right, where they all line up all beautifully in the funnels. Like get my infusions off instead. And just that, which means February, March. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, good. Good. So we'll also hold that.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm just coughing a little bit in the background. I don't know why. And I'm muting myself. So in case you hear teeny little digital silence. But I think that that's good to, let's circle back to it. I think it's really good to listen to. Timing, you know, your your intuitive sense about timing is important. So let's keep that in mind.
Okay. That's it. I'm done. That was a resume.
Okay. 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 Great. Well, since you started with sort of this choking up around colleagues, let's go back to that first event.
Okay.
We think it's the first one. Yeah. Just take a few. So maybe do this where you associate in, step out, give a little report. Step in, step out, give a little report. So you don't have to totally be in that flooded, intense state for too long.
You mean talking about it?
Yeah.
I'm okay talking about that part. It's more of what choked me up. What was the part that choked me up? See, I already forgot. I'm la 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 la. I think it was the feelings in general about how much hurt I have inside with Austin. That's what choked me up. Yeah. So the colleagues, it's okay. Okay. So what do you want me to do just to kind of check in and report about?
No, actually let's call up the time when you were at that event with Philippe.
Oh, this one last week. Oh, the Philippe one. Okay. Got it.
Philippe one. Yeah. Essentially, let's just go back to that.
Oh yeah, this is a good one.
Yeah, yeah, and just tell me what's going on, what you're noticing, what you're feeling, what beliefs you notice, just anything that feels important.
I'm noticing Austin. Yeah, that's why I was like, oh, okay, this was good. This has happened before when I've looked at this. Austin was sitting in the audience. Mm. He was there. Yeah, I was just I could just see him in the back with his beady eyes, total judgment, like hating me. Just not being supportive and just like, and then me hearing in my head about, oh yeah, being on your soapbox, like look at me, like just, it's like I'm supposed to be ashamed. Like there's just a lot of, like there was like some character attacks and just from the very beginning about, my business and just me and who I am in the world and just like really, he was really nitpicking and really mean. It didn't get to me until later after I was pregnant. Cause I was just kind of like, oh, he's just, working on his thing and that's kind of rude. And I would tell him like that didn't land really well and I would handle it well. But what got to me, what I'm a present to being in that workshop is that the parts that did land were like wanting him to appreciate me and not having the time and space cause I was pregnant and emotional. So all the times that he ever said anything bad where I let it in and I was scared and not the times where before I got pregnant, where I was just like, that doesn't land. And we'd have a conversation about it 3 days later and it got cleared. And he was like, I'm sorry. That was kind of judgmental, that kind of thing. These are the things that were never got cleared. So I was present to the stacking of these, like I could actually feel it stacking in my body, being there in the front of the room. And then I also remember being with the other two people, the main teacher who was a friend and still is, but we don't talk anymore. And then the other gal who I share my office with, and they were having an affair. And that's the other thing that I was really, didn't feel good to me. And there was a lot of alcohol involved for meetings. I would have like a drink with them or whatever, because he was a pill popper. It was really fascinating for an NLP guy. He was brilliant, but he needed sleeping pills at night. I'm like, well, why don't you just go do a process on that? But he had a bigger thing. And then he was working for like all the stuff for like University of Time Warner, all that. And, he was getting us deals and, things with that kind of stuff. So I just remember feeling things were not feeling right in my life. At that time, it's really actually a pivotal moment that just who I was standing there in a suit-ish, like even though it was funky, and I had shoes on, not barefoot, like at my wellness center, I was felt like a healer, and it was just, that's what it got really clear. I was like, I don't want to do business, and real estate. I just don't want to wear a suit. And, but I remember the integrity with that because I really believe guilt by association. Because it's an energetic thing. I just don't want to be involved. And I just remember that was one of the reasons why I didn't want to be involved. And I was like a no, but I didn't listen to my no, even though they're lovely people. And then, just people in the room and it felt, and I just remember being really hot and I had 102 fever. I think it might've even been like 103. It was like, it was really high for me. I was really miserable. And it's like just pulling it off.
which now links to when I felt really ill body-wise. So this is actually piggybacking on a business trauma from before, which they're not linked only because of the fact that I threw up 20 times-ish in 24 hours. I opened an Ayurvedic school at Vara, my old wellness center, and I was opening up a Kerala Ayurveda, and I decided to open a franchise. And the guy from Chevron, the CEO from Chevron, was the new person. They hired the guy, CEO from Chevron, to run this Ayurveda company. Oh my God. So I'm dealing with two Indian men, and they were very condescending. And, but it was interesting. It was like, I really wanted it so bad. So I was dealing with that whole corporate Indian thing, Indian machismo, like just treating women like shit. Also, you know, but then it was also just dealing, being a woman in the world, because I still had a lot of beliefs about that, and just like dealing with it and just outsmart them. It was just fascinating how I moved to the world business like 10 years ago. So I was like, I just put up with it. You know, it's like sexual, people make sexual catcalls and you just put up with it. There was a level of wall that I had. So it's interesting. I wouldn't even like come even near anything like that now. But that came up too, because I think I described this to you before. They said, do it. I had 8 people in the course to sign up for a whole Ayurvedic school. It was the first round, and 10 was the number, and I only got 8. And so they were just going to call the whole thing off after all that work. As my first thing, and being like, this is what it's like to business partner with somebody and do a franchise. And I just remember, I was 28. I didn't know what the heck I was doing. I was like, okay, you know, and so they're like, okay, but you can do it. So they turned it off. And I was like, totally like, what? All that work. And then I did it again, and I busted my butt, and I got 10 people. And it was like this weird little game that they played, and I could tell. And it was a great learning experience. But I got so sick, I got vata, like deranged, that I was throwing up, like, and I couldn't stop throwing up. I couldn't even keep down. I think the only thing I could keep down, oatmeal. So that's an interesting thing that came up standing in the front of the room. So going back, that sickness and being sick for a business, and looking at Jenny and Cliff, looking at Austin there, my love relationship space, where I just totally did not want to be with him. But, you know, Ciro's baby, you know, that, you know, whatever, younger, and I just didn't know what to do. So that's what I'm aware of at that moment. And then just not feeling like comfortable in my own skin because of the flu, and then because of Austin, because he was in the room. And then because I wasn't like in the suit, and I was just like trying it on, you know, I'm like kind of like trying on cowboy boots. Like, am I a cowboy boot girl? Could I wear cowboy boots? Not. It was like the same thing. Mm-hmm. So.
And so tell me a little bit about, none of this is registering of what a Philippe's saying. That's not the part that feels edgy or feels.
That all happened first. And then I'm trying to even remember. I, cause there's many times I was presenting and doing something in front of the room. And I think technically, cause he was being really loud and he was saying things around, and he was just talking really badly about the program and badly about me and Jenny. And then, yeah, Cliff had to handle it. And he got into this like machismo thing, like treating the women like shit in the program. It was really interesting. Like he was like an alien walking. I was like, whoa, Flick, which I already knew. He already has all this stuff on him. He's not my favorite person in the world. But I was like, it was funny. I considered him tribe. They were friends still. It was like ish, you know, I'm like, I didn't expect that. So that happened when I was sitting down. So there's like multiple like snippets from it that I remember him doing that. And it just like, I just felt, I felt really sad and just really attacked and like, exposed, cause I brought him in and it felt like a betrayal. It was really interesting. Like I felt very betrayed by him, and he was really, really mean. And then I just remember being up on stage afterwards, you know, being there and then presenting whatever the tools were, whatever it was. I do remember him looking back and then me still being sick. I had Tylenol actually the next day, or ibuprofen, but I can't even remember, because it was a 4-day course, because then it was like the next weekend as well. So it was Saturday, Sunday, and Saturday and Sunday. I just remember him just being really, just like throwing really negative energy when I was up there. So because he couldn't even clean it up until like 6 months later to maybe like it was a while. And it was chalked up to him, us having sexual tension. That was what. So it was really interesting. It wasn't really quite full cleanup, but it was the best I guess he could have done. But I just remember feeling the sensitivity of like feeling the like judgment and criticism from the seats. And by that point, then Austin was like on the right side. It was interesting. And then Felipe was on the left side. So it was like they were both on both sides. So that's what I just remember. Like on a, like if I were to like play it back, me standing in that body on stage and sitting in the audience.
Great. Okay. All right. So perfect. So let's have you step into that body. I know you already have, but like step in to that body. And let's just see, go to the ickiest part or parts. Where it just feels the worst. And I get that there's some sad feeling, attacked, feeling exposed, the sense of betrayal.
The two main ones. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Just the two parts would be initially starting and feeling not really excited. It's like the Austin part when he's like right in front of me, really close in front of me to the right.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one that really gets me is the later one with being on stage and having that amount of judgment and criticism coming from Philippe on the left-hand side.
Okay.
It's like a deep humiliation too. You know, it's like a friend, you know, it was interesting. It was just kind of like an embarrassment. Like, oh my God, why did I even invite him? It was like free. I was actually helping him out. I invited him and Paget because I knew they were doing something in their business. And I was like, oh, what? Check this out. Yeah. It was an interesting.
Yeah. okay. Okay. What, if we just look at that younger version of Epiphany, what is she making this mean about herself?
Well, it's just, I'm not good enough. That's the main thing.
Okay. And for what? I'm not good enough for what? What do you feel like completes that sentence? There could be multiple things. Or is it just a period? I'm not good enough.
This is where it goes back to like, this is all the childhood stuff. It's always usually the teenage years. And then I try to take it to a stuff of what it would feel like with my mom, but usually the main ones are the teenage, but it's the same thing. It's like, I should be ashamed of myself. Mm-hmm. Not good enough. Same with Austin. It's like who am I?
Hold on for 1 second.
She's struggling. Liana, I'm going to have to call you right back. She's struggling. What's her name? Lorenza. They're putting Lorenza in the shower. I would give her a breathing treatment. I'll call you back. Sweetie, I'm sorry.
Just bye. Text me.
What?
Just text
me. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Okay,
thanks.
Bye.